concluded. Held my hand through this, baby. Let my mind run underneath. Wanted. Yeah. I run my hands through upstairs, but we're getting older, baby. Don't have much longer, baby. Why am I preaching? Till it's quiet to this 8 years. Just like mine, versions of these belong to you. After a while, they're keeping me close to you.
Alrighty. Good morning, everyone, / good night to those of you who are still up from Tuesday. Good morning to those of you who woke up. And now this is how you're beginning your Wednesday, if anyone does that. You're listening to Cream of Wheat on 91.5 MFO, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry, it's one of those evenings. If you can't tell, my dear friend Ben is currently gone. He has tonsillitis. It's so sad. I am alone. But anyway, in other news, we're okay. We're just talking to ourselves in the studio for an hour. Slightly daunting, but it's all right. You know, just to give you a sense of what sort of day it is, today was a socks and sandals day. I'm still wearing the sandals, just not any socks. It's unfortunate. Today was also a day when I was wearing, you know, a very nice kind of polo button-down, and now I'm just wearing my undershirt. I never wear my undershirt out in public. You know, I'm unraveling. Also, to just give you a sense of your DJ before we continue, slightly using the airwaves as a space to vent, you know, it's just me, the void, you all. You know, we're kind of in the middle of a lot of things. Like, there's a final on Thursday and also a lab report on Thursday. And then I also need to do this weird research thing that, like, basically, all you need to know is that I did this test to do research through Tufts University for my environmental fieldwork course. And now I need to do it again because I did the wrong one. Very frustrating. That's where we're at. Also, just some relevant things. Tabs that are open on my computer that'll give you a good sense of my mental state. We have, you know, things like gourmet sausage burrito, best buffalo chicken sandwich, George H.W. Bush in intensive care after wife's funeral. Actually, very, very sad. We'll talk about that later. Interesting news from around the world. And sects of Japanese Buddhism. So we're in a pretty eclectic headspace right now. But that's all right. Going back to what you just heard, that was Devil Like Me by Rainbow Kitten Surprise. A band that, I don't know, I think their name's a little ridiculous. They don't really need that going for them. I don't think it does too much. I think it makes them seem a little childish. I'll say it. But, you know, they produce some pretty good music, kind of like a very Glass Animals-y feel, which is always a good thing. All right. So kind of continuing with the vibe of the evening, we're going to go into a song that I only picked up probably first semester, but it's become kind of an Aidan Dembski classic. All right. Again, you're listening to WMFO 91.5, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Aidan, your DJ on Cream of Wheat. Buckle in and open your ear holes for some zero-calorie fun. All right, this is Alone by Trampled by Turtles.
so icy. Oh, but she burns like rum on a fire. Hard and fast and angry as she can be, I walk my days on a wire. It looks ugly, but it's clean. Oh, mama, don't fuss over me. The way she tells me I'm hers and she is mine. Open hand or closed fist, so I'd be fine. The blood is rare and sweet as cherry wine. Calls of guilty thrown at me, or oh, while she stains the sheets of some other. Thrown at me so powerfully, just like she throws with the arm of her brother. But I want it, it's a crime that she's not around most of the time. The way she shows me I'm hers and she's mine. Open hand or closed fist would be fine. Blood is red and sweet as cherry wine.
Welcome back to Cream of Wheat, also known as Aiden's Alone Hour. Yeah, that's fine. I'm not bitter. But anyway, what you first heard was Alone by Trampled by Turtles. Yeah, as the night goes on, it's 2:15 a.m. It's a great 2:15 a.m. Cream of Wheat is always a great 2:15 a.m., but it's just like very much a 2:15 a.m. Yes, I will become much more subtle over the evening, but I just wanted to emphasize, if you did not already know, that I am alone. So, we played that. But, I don't know, I think it's great, especially when you start getting into, like, the large string chorus. It feels very powerful. And then we had a classic, the live version of Cherry Wine by Hozier. I don't know, who knows, you know, it's up for debate, kind of like whether the earth is flat. But anyway, time to continue. Now, I watched a new Venom trailer. So the movie, the Marvel movie, Venom, comic book I very much enjoy, Spider-Man Nemesis, etc., etc. He's an anti-hero. So segue to a song that I'm going to play next called Malcolm's Theme by Kamasi Washington. Malcolm X, similar anti-hero, fascinating figure. Someone to talk about in detail when it's not 2:16 a.m. now. and you can really think about these things. Well, anyway, we continue ahead with Malcolm's Theme by Kamasi Washington. Don't touch that dial, folks. Stay tuned. You know this too.
to straighten out my own position. And which is clear, I am not a racist in any form whatsoever. I don't believe in any form of racism. I don't believe in any form of discrimination or segregation. I believe in Islam. I'm a Muslim. And there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim. Nothing wrong with the religion of Islam. That just teaches us to believe in Allah as the God. And those of you who are Christians probably believe in the same God. Because I think you believe in the God who created the universe. And that's the one we believe in, the one who created the universe. The only difference being, you call him God, and we call him Allah. Jews call him Jehovah. If you could understand Hebrew, you probably call him Jehovah too. If you could understand Arabic, you probably call him Allah. But since the white man, your friend, took your language away from you during slavery, the only language you know is his language, you know, your friend's language. So you call him, you call for the same God he calls for. When he's putting a rope around your neck, you call for God, he calls for God. But the real religion of Islam doesn't teach anyone to judge another human being by the color of his skin. The yardstick that is used by the Muslim to measure another man is not the man's color, but the man's deeds, the man's conscious behavior, the man's intention. And when you use that as a standard of measurement or judgment, you never go wrong.
No more a man, but a seed which will come forth again.
We'll know
him as a prince. Our own black shining prince who died
because
he loved us so.
Welcome back to Cream of Wheat on 91.5 WMFO FM. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Imaginary Ben.
And Aiden's without real Ben.
And it's really sad.
I'm talking to myself.
Yes, you are.
And this is going to be really embarrassing tomorrow when I listen to this on the archives. But anyway, what you just heard was Malcolm's Theme by Kamasi Washington. Again, we were talking about, you know, obviously when it gets like the Malcolm X excerpt in there, it definitely gets like pretty political. And I don't know, I'm not necessarily trying to propagate any sort of political message, nor do I feel that this is a piece of music that I can fully identify and adopt as my own. Obviously, it's you know, its own sort of identity. And it's not necessarily appealing to my, it's not necessarily made for my demographic, but I think it's something that's like a beautiful piece of emotional music, and it's something we can all enjoy. So that was my reasoning for playing that for you all at this time. And, you know, I had a good time with that, especially I forgot how crazy that saxophone solo was. And then when I got it, like it almost had no, I don't know, it was almost a bit too hectic for me. It was kind of hard to follow, almost. But in those kind of situations, you sort of need to just let it happen. You'd sort of take a back seat. That's kind of difficult, but, you know. We let it be done, and so these things proceed apace. Much like this show.
All right, Aiden. So, what's next?
Thanks for asking, Imaginary Ben. We are going to now, if you haven't noticed, we've shifted gears. There's a visible shift. We had kind of the hip alternative, and now we are going into kind of more of the funk genre. So a band that I was introduced to by a good friend of mine is Tank and the Bangas, and I don't know, they're pretty cool. NPR Tiny Desk Concert, again, still one of the best things like that ever happened, but they have a really great one, so go check it out on YouTube, you know, not a sponsorship or anything. And this is their song Quick. So this is Quick by Tank and the Bangas.
Grow when the sun be burning. Ticket better know, don't nobody know where you go. Just know the block just got hot. When you see a train, gotta be freight, gotta be quick, gotta get for your get. And ain't no telling what I'm gonna do tonight. I strolled a funeral room full of I met somebody's groom that was
I just took him by the hand, I slipped him.
Next thing that I know, he was reaching for his wallet.
On the road,
driving real fast, tank full of gas, cash. It plays my so fast, and my past might crash. Flip small, take it slow, take it slow, take it slow. Marco, stack it swerving. Bet that bass makes wood through sirens cause I see him looking. Should've get out?
No.
I gotta make a quick decision, so my hand moved to that door. But I get a flashback of a recap of the night before. Nah.
This is just like last week when
I strolled up in a room full of
liquor.
I was stumbling from my car, he must have
noticed I was crashing.
Followed me right in his liquor.
Nicky and my father.
Next thing that I know, I was leaning, he was driving. Gotta get out my feelings, see
some
that.
Money on the
cash. Oh, never wanna go to Venice. Never wanna go to Venice. But I don't wanna go to prison. So I crank that car up. Ooh, it starts up now. I'm hitting 60 out.
That was Quick by Tank and the Bangas. I don't know, such a good, like a power ballad in so many ways. Fabulous. Now, it is time again to transition to the time when I help you. Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. You're welcome. So that is the public service announcement part of the broadcast. And now we're moving on to more tunes. But first, before we do that, I'm feeling a little random question generator. Also, if anyone's up, call in. You know, why not? Let's generate some random questions. What did I have for lunch yesterday? A bowl of soup. What soup? Oh, it was a ginger carrot bisque. What is your favorite day of the week? Tuesday/Wednesday. Cream of wheat, you know. What is your favorite meal of the day? Breakfast. Do you have any pets? Yes. What are your three must-have smartphone apps? Spotify, Maps, Chrome. That's just being honest. Have I ever been in love? Yes. Where do I currently live? Medford, Massachusetts. How often do I nap? Infrequently. If you could start any business, what would it be? A business where I'm paid money to hike. How would you know if I were in love? I don't know. It's just so many, such a contextual thing, you know? Also, it's like so socially dependent. I don't know. It's hard to ever really know. But, you know, you kind of just, you get that. You get that feeling. But, you know, who am I to say? What is one thing you'd change about my home? I would make it in the mountains and smaller. What is my morning routine? I arise. If you could try out for any, if I could try out any job for 1 week, what job would I choose to try? Director of the EPA. I think I could do some damage. As in, not damage to the environment, damage to the current administration's stance on it. What is the craziest thing I've ever done? Done this radio show alone. Would you rather have to sit all day or stand all day? Well, okay, sit all day implies lack of motion. Standing all day is just taxing. But if I'm not moving either way, I'd rather sit. I'd rather fully rest. What is my favorite dessert? Creme brulee. What weird food combination do I like? It's not a particular one that I can think of that comes to mind. Where is my favorite place to shop? Ooh, the local REI. What is the best thing about school/work? The fact that, you know, I'm surrounded by passionate people and I'm passionate about things. Passion, you know? Are you a pessimist or an optimist? Optimist. What's better, having high expectations or low expectations? High expectations, you know, hold yourself to that standard. Why not? What's the best part of my day? A nice lull in the afternoon where I can do some work and talk to some friends. And lastly, what website do I visit the most? Unfortunately, right now, it's probably Facebook.com, which is awful. But, you know, we're getting there. We're weaning ourselves off. All right. So that's a little hot seat that I just played with myself. A great time, truly. And now we're going to move on. So now we've played a lot of Sylvan Esso on the show, but there's just one Sylvan Esso song that I just think is a classic. Not an overplayed classic, just like a very, very positive vibe and just such a bump. So here is Could I Be by Sylvan Esso.
We're running for God to lose. Ain't waiting to come on. coming home. The words on the back of the beat coming home. We're chasing the glow. A pack of wolves we're running from. Home to home, blindly search for what we know. A dream created from the videos. Our feet are getting raw, but our mouths still quietly sing this song. Keeping time to piston rods. We're feeding ourselves on.
Right.
You're listening to Cream of Wheat with just Aiden, no Ben. What you just heard was Could I Be by Sylvanesso, then Michael A Grammar by Broadcast. Both, you know, fascinating songs in their own right. Just a quick check-in, just to make sure, you know, if you guys don't know, I didn't fully know. Just looking at some, you know, some of the top news stories today. We have Trump and Macron hint at new Iran nuclear deal. Let's see. Germany's Jews urge not to wear kippas after ... Bin Laden bodyguard on German welfare. Donald Trump admits his veterans affairs ... Trump's dandruff detente looked like a Okay, a lot of so the biggest words we have Trump, Toronto, Van, Macron, suspect Iran attack, police, world, Korea, man, Kim, nuclear, North, death, students, Nicaragua, Britain, French, Prince, South, killing, summit, Alec, anger, Bush, China, George, German, Mexico. Just a sense of the news on this fine Wednesday. Yeah, that is that. All right. Shall we continue with our musical journey? The answer is, we shall. If anyone wants to call in, call in. If anyone doesn't want to, totally fine. Call in. But anyway, here we go. Stay tuned, folks. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back with more Wheat in a few minutes.
With this, I'm scraping by.
Leave the light on. Leave the light on. break down if I let you look at me. Now you see me, now you don't. Going, going, fast as I can. Going, going. Can. We don't know what we are running from. We don't know what we are running from.
Sorry about that. Total bummer. Okay, so in the middle, this is hard to explain. This is a vulnerable moment for me. My computer has this weird thing where, like, every now and again, it begins to create staticky noise. So that's what was happening. So I switched to my phone, which is what you heard in the middle of the Frankie Cosmos song, Young, which we heard. And then my phone was just being strange with the aux cord. So that was the awkward pauses. I apologize for inhibiting your listening experience. Sincere apologies. It'll never happen again. But anyway, we move, we adapt, we grow, we forgive. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO, Cream of Wheat, on Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have a couple more songs for you. This is Aiden, without Ben, completely without him, untethered, and it's frankly terrifying. But you've been, you know, you're listening to Aiden all the same as he sets up his computer and, you know, does the best he can to continue to put on a good show. Indeed, indeed. You know what we do. Survive, adapt, overcome. What is that from? I feel like that's from a thing. But anyway, you were listening to Young by Frankie Cosmos and then Leave the Light On by Overcoats, a band I talk about a lot. A concert at which I met Malia Obama. Not met, like, admired. She was dancing like 5 feet from me, which is very cool. We can tell the story another time. Perhaps if someone called in, we could talk about the story. But that's fine. I'm not upset. But anyway, here we go with another song that is a little more common. And not that that's a bad thing. I should get out of that mindset. But I don't know. I hadn't really adopted it until recently. But I don't know. I think it's great. It's a Francis and the Light song, which I just, like, wasn't really familiar with. All right, here we go. Don't touch that. That's a new thing. I should stop that. All right, here we go. Francis and the Lights, May I Have This Dance.
The ground we bury the seeds of a pantry.
Your mother's eyes, you've got your grandmother's ring, you've got your daddy's discernment. Girl, you did your thing. Oh, give me one more. 1, 2, 1, 2, always on beat. You must have been born with 2 right feet. I know you've been looking for something concrete. You must have been born with 2 right feet. Said 1, 2, 1, 2, always on beat. I know you've been looking for something concrete. You must have been born with 2 right feet. You must have been born with 2 right feet. Said I love you more than your mother, more than you love yourself.
May I have this dance?